Welcome to Aspire. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 11th, 2024. And we're going to talk about something I think that's very, very important, but most people overlook it. This question comes from Jonathan. He does not tell me where he lives, and that's okay. If you ever have a question you want to ask and you just don't want to, you know, reveal where you live, that's fine. Or your name, you don't even have to do that. But anyway, Jonathan listens to us, he says, regularly. And he heard me talk about something about 6 months ago, he said. And he was curious, and he wrote me this. He said, "Dear Greg, I heard your podcast on personal violence. Could you please explain a little further what personal violence is?" And I would be happy to do that. I wrote a kind of a book on the subject of personal violence. It's not something that is popular to think about because it has to do with so many things that we consider pleasurable. And a lot of our pleasure turns into tragedies within our life without us knowing it. For instance, let me give you some instances, and maybe this will help. Pleasuring ourselves constantly, looking for ways to take the pain of our life or the discomfort of something we have to do, like work, or maybe something we have to do in work, or some difficulty we're dealing with one way or another, and we have to maybe do something that we just don't care to do. And so we pleasure ourselves maybe by eating a donut or eating something that, like potato chips, things like that, that gratify us as a means to overcome the unpleasant emotions that we may be feeling. Now, you wouldn't think of that probably as personal violence, but what that does is it opens up a door. It opens up many doors within us whereby we, instead of understanding the state of our emotions and how they comprehend us, how they understand us, how they engage us in trying to deviate maybe from something that we find unpleasant or something we find repugnant in some way, this opens up a door, a huge door. Then we don't eventually need anything that is uncomfortable or repugnant, and we just start eating and we start overdoing it, shall we say. That would be one form of violence. Another one, obviously, would be the use of alcohol and marijuana. These things lead to the detriment of how our mind works, how we think, the way we think, and why we think the way we do. It brings out hidden measures within us emotionally and psychologically that make us act in ways and think in ways that are devious, that are against the effort of awakening. These things I'm talking about are everyday things that most people do without ever thinking twice about it. But they have a definite effect on us that we just don't really want to understand or really care to believe in. We think that our life is meant to be pleasurable all the time. And if it is pleasurable all the time, then we have nothing to worry about. The whole idea is, how much pleasure can I gather within myself, for myself, and live a happier life? But you see, the whole effort is not about happy. The whole effort is about awakening. We are not here, as I have said many times, to be happy. We are here to awaken. Awaken past our flesh, past our senses, past the body's impulses. And this is very hard for the average person with the pedestrian mentality, and that is not a rap on a person. That just is the way we are. I become pedestrian when I'm looking and groping for something to make me happy, something to bring pleasure into my life. I've heard people say, well, that's the meaning of life, to have pleasure, to have fun, to have whatever, to change the chemistry of the body so it feels better. And I understand what you're saying, but that doesn't lead to the awakening. Now, is life meant to be difficult? Should I live in austerity? No, but there has to be a certain austerity. You have to find the middle road, not too far to the pleasure, not too far to not pleasure, not too far into the idea of right and wrong, good and bad. And you have to sit with yourself and see what your mentality is, what it is that makes you tick. Years ago, when I was a kid, I watched my aunt, my uncle, my mother, and my grandmother smoke themselves to death. It's something that I guess people did in the 50s. And I noticed that all the time they would reach for a cigarette when they didn't know what to do with themselves, when they had something that was bothering them deep inside that they did not know was bothering them. People will say, you know, smoking is addictive, and I am sure it is. But when I sat there and watched all of this, and then watched people before they got sick, get sick and die over it, I realized something. I would never, number one, be able to do something like that, smoke. I would get sick and die for what? To smoke, to try to relieve my suffering, relieve my inability to deal with my life or to understand the meaning of my life, to not have nothing but pleasure, to be happy. I watched this and I realized when I was 9, 10 years old that if I were to do that, I would get sick and die early. And I just realized how foolish that was. My cousin was the same way. We used to talk about it. We said we'd never do something that silly, and we didn't. But you have to understand what it's about. I understood that my body could not handle all of that, and that the pleasure I thought I was getting would eventually kill me. Well, this went on and on and on as I watched my friends get involved in drugs and alcohol and all sorts of misdemeanors, shall we say, that looked like they bring about nothing but pleasure. So they were nothing than, you know, polite or inconsequential demeanors, but they were very, very important, and they did kill all of my friends. They did kill my parents, and I realized that a lot of times the pleasure that I think brings me happiness is a personal violence. It turns into a violence that is actually the opposite of what you would think would bring about some form of joy in a person's life. We do all sorts of things. We live in vengeance and pride. Those are big parts of the personal violence, the little nuances we do. It would be annoying to the average person to really watch all the things we do in a day that would bring us personal violence, that would bring into us a life filled with hardship, illness, pain, sorrow. Everything has its consequence. And I don't think Americans really want to look at that. I don't think the average person wants to look at that. So this personal violence goes on and on and on, and we don't realize what we're doing. We really do live in the attitude and in the manner of we know not what we do, and we really know not what we do. So what can I say? This is just the way it is, and people are going to do what they're going to do. Anyway, I hope that helps a little bit, and I'm sure you disagree, and I'm all right with that too, but you will see one day or another the truth of it. If you can observe your personal violence as both biological, psychological, emotional, you will find yourself, you will see why life appears to be what life appears to be. Thank you for listening. I gotta run. Have a wonderful day. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.